updating you on a tornado emergency that is underway in North Texas. The National Weather Service just issuing a tornado warning for eastern Dallas County until 2:15 this afternoon. That is in addition to tornado warnings for Johnson County as well as southern Tarrant County.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Emergency storm coverage continues now on News Radio 1080 KRLD. We are joined live on the KRLD newsline by DFW Airport spokesman David Magana. David, thanks for being with us. What's the latest at DFW Airport?
Well, obviously, we are under the same tornado warning that we're seeing all around the region, as you guys have been reporting. And at the airport, we've begun the process of sheltering our passengers, in other words, moving them away from all of the glass areas on the edges of the terminals and into the centered areas of the terminals and away from the windows as much as we can.
As we continue our emergency weather coverage here on News Radio 1080 KRLD, we go live now to KRLD Chief Meteorologist Krista Villarreal.
Two new tornado warnings, Matt. We continue to see the circulation just increase, ramp up, and then the warning gets issued. This one for Denton County until 2:45. A developing tornado just southwest of Justin. Now, the storm is moving northeast at 40 miles an hour. That means it will be heading towards the Ponder area around 2:15, probably grazing by Argyle in the next few minutes. Denton would be under the gun for this one in about 20 minutes if it holds together. So that's a tornado warning just issued for Denton County until 2:45 for a storm on the southwest side of Justin moving northeast at 20 miles an hour. Now I have another one to let you know about. This one in eastern Dallas County. Tornado warning issued until 2:15. A confirmed tornado near the Mesquite Rodeo moving northeast at 20 miles an hour. This one reported by Storm Spotter on the ground near the Mesquite Rodeo Stadium area. It is also moving to the northeast, as I mentioned, at about 20 miles an hour. So this one impacting that area between Garland and Mesquite. This will be heading towards the I-30 corridor, and if it holds together, that region between Rowlett and Heath would be next to get that.
We have on the KRLD Lifeline right now the City of Dallas's Emergency Management Director, Robert Pasipanya. Thank you very much for being with us. What are you hearing? We've seen the video of the 18-wheeler trailers knocked over in the Interstate 20 Bonneview Road area.
Sure. We're currently assessing the situation, and right now we're just urging citizens to stay indoors, seek information through radio, TV. We've activated our siren system. So again, we're right now assessing the situation and trying to get reports in from the field.
All right. And Krista Villarreal, our chief meteorologist at KRLD in the KRLD Weather Center. Let's get the latest now on the watches and warnings. Krista?
Well, we've got a new tornado warning for Dallas and Tarrant County, eastern Tarrant County, western Dallas County. This for a storm again over Arlington, moving to the northeast at 25 miles an hour. But we may be seeing some additional rotation here with little pockets of circulation. And again, this is going to be passing across the Pantego and Arlington areas as it continues to the northeast, crossing that 360 corridor and then crossing into Dallas County, which is why the Dallas County was lumped into that tornado warning with Tarrant County as well. We also have a tornado warning in Hunt County now for possible circulation southeast of Greenville. So starting to see some problems to the north and east of the immediate Dallas-Fort Worth area where these storms continue to trek. We still also have some large hail right over downtown Dallas. 2-inch hail now being reported on the southwest side of town. And this moving through Cockrell Hill will be moving into the Irving area and eventually into Farmers Branch and the west side of downtown Dallas here over the next 20 minutes.
In South Dallas, residents say it was a tornado that hit near DeSoto and swept through their neighborhood, causing a lot of damage. KRLD's LP Phillips is live on the scene now. LP.
Well, man, heavy rain has reformed, as you've heard Chris to say. A lot of lightning and thunder so far, no hail. Still, the rain here that is now coming down pretty good is not good news because there has been a lot of roof damage in this neighborhood near I-20 and Bonneview. About an hour ago, a twister came through this area, and yes, residents are sure about it. It was a twister. Brittany Johnson actually saw the tornado coming.
It's, I guess, the shape of the tornado that they actually teach us kids in school. So it was, we actually saw that shape of it spinning. It was dark, so we knew it was going to probably hit hard.
A lot of North Texas school districts are actually in a lockdown mode right now, which basically means that if you have kids in school, you're not going to be able to pick them up right now, at least until the threat of the severe weather passes, and we are nowhere near that right now in the immediate Dallas-Fort Worth area. This just coming in from the Arlington School District, new tornado warning in place, schools back in a shelter-in-place type of a situation. You might yourself remember it from school when everybody has to huddle in the hallway, and that is going on in a lot of North Texas school districts right now.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080, KRLD.
3:04 now at KRLD. One of the spots that has been hit extremely hard by this line of severe thunderstorms and tornadoes that's moved through has been Arlington. That is where we find KRLD's Austin York. He is joining us live with the latest from Arlington. What do you have, Austin?
Well, in southwest Arlington, there's this nursing home on Green Oaks Boulevard. And I can tell you, at the back of the nursing home is a therapy room. That therapy room is completely torn apart. The roof has been literally ripped off the top of it. There is a field that is right next to the this nursing home, and I'm actually standing on a piece of the roof that was ripped off from the thing. Apparently, the good news is nobody was inside this therapy room during the time of this, so there was no injuries reported.
And at 3:11, a very fluid situation still that we are witnessing across Dallas-Fort Worth. Let's go back now to Chief Meteorologist Krista Villarreal.
Well, just as soon as I said things were improving, things have gotten worse again. But that's been the nature of the beast all afternoon. These storms will diminish and then rapidly intensify again. Dallas County going back under a tornado warning for a circulation center that sort of rapidly built up southeast of downtown Dallas.
KRLD's L.P. Phillips is in southern Dallas County. Extensive damage there. LP, what can you tell us?
Well, we can tell you this tornado is the one that started in DeSoto, swept through Lancaster. It hit a truck stop and then swept into this neighborhood. About 1:30, the residents all watched in disbelief as the tornado that they were watching on TV was headed right toward them. Laverne McClellan's home got skimmed over by the twister.
I was in the closet.
You were in the closet?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Oh, I just heard a big whoo.
36,000. That is the number that we are getting from Encore as to how many are without power because of these storms, tornadoes. 36,000 without power. That number has just been climbing through the afternoon, and until we have the all clear, it's going to continue to do just that.
Kennedale is another area that's seen a lot of damage this afternoon, and that's where we find KRLD's Chuck Schechner.
This is one area where we're swept by the storm as it came through. I'm looking at a storage unit here, a storage facility that has been hit by the storm. Obviously, some of the buildings have been torn up and twisted.
3:27 now at KRLD. Much more still to come with our reporters in the field about the damage of the storms that have already rolled through, but there's still a lot that we're seeing on 1080 Weather Radar. And to update us on that, here's Krista Villarreal.
Yeah, within the last 5 minutes, Will, we had some circulation between Seagoville and Balch Springs, again moving to the northeast. This is the same area that we've been talking about for the last several minutes. And again, it sort of pulses up, intensifies, and then drops down again. But a tremendous amount of rain and hail all around Dallas County right now. Some of the biggest hail is likely falling right there between Balch Springs, Mesquite, and Sunnyvale.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080, KRLD.
We are passing along information as we get it here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. The city of Lancaster apparently having to declare a disaster because of some significant damage in that area. The Lancaster City Council, in fact, holding a special meeting this afternoon to talk about the situation. We've been hearing from KRLD's LP Phillips in southern Dallas County that there is, in fact, significant damage in that area, as well as in Arlington. We're hearing from Arlington city officials now. City of Arlington going through severe weather this afternoon. Fire and police personnel conducting some primary searches of damaged areas looking for any injured or trapped people. Fire and police units also out assessing damage to buildings, homes, and vehicles.
One of the things that's very important to note is we have our reporters out in the field really all across North Texas this afternoon is that if you don't have to be out, while these storms are rolling through and while the damage is still very much prevalent, it's a wise idea to stay indoors. Also, a lot of folks having trouble with cell service. If you do need to contact friends or family and let them know that you're okay, but you can't get a call out or vice versa, text message in a case like this often works very well. Doesn't require anywhere near the resources on the tower, so that may be a better bet. If you're having trouble with the cell phone, getting a call in or out, text message may be your best answer. We have a brand new report of a tornado on the ground, direct to Chief Meteorologist Krista Villarreal.
Yeah, Forney is the situation right now. This is between Mesquite and Forney, Highway 80. We have developing rotation and tightening circulation here. A tornado possible at any point. I'm not getting any reports from spotters that it's on the ground. Tornado expected to develop at any time in this area. Again, this is in Forney, or heading right to the west side of town. It's moving northeast at 35 miles an hour. So Forney, it's upon you now.
Encore now reporting a little over 40,000 customers are in the dark. The bulk of these are in the Fort Worth metro. Just a shade under 23,000 customers are without power there. 17,000 or so in the Dallas metro area are without power.
We want to go to KRLD's Phyllis Smith now. She's in North Dallas along 635 Webb Chapel. And Phyllis, you say it's been a tough afternoon for parents trying to pick up their kids.
Matt, it sure is. This is the kind of thing that wreaks havoc on working parents of young children who actually can't find their way home without being picked up. This woman was carrying her nephew on her shoulders in the middle of the storm at Webb Chapel in 635.
Well, they closed down the school that's right over here, and I had to go get my nephew because my niece is on the other side of town where all of this is happening.
3:49 now at KRLD. We're just coming into the KRLD newsroom. It is reported that American Airlines at DFW has canceled all flights for the rest of the day. And as also noted, whenever you're dealing with a situation like this, you have a lot of planes that are in the air that may have taken off before they realized that they could not land at DFW. 37 inbound flights are reportedly diverted. So again, we're working to get a little more information on this. But the word that is coming into KRLD, American Airlines canceling flights for the rest of the day at DFW Airport and diverting 37 of them that were already headed here and in the air somewhere.
We want to go back to Chief Meteorologist Krista Villarreal. Dangerous situation now in the eastern half of the immediate area.
Rockwall County is really under the gun right now. We're seeing intense circulation starting to spin back up. Now, this is the same system that was just moving through Forney. It's now on top of Heath and on the south side of Rowlett. And so a new tornado warning has been issued. Now, it's
widespread damage across North Texas. The latest area to be hit is the Forney area. That is where we find KRLD's Mike Rogers joining us live.
Guys, I'm standing in the middle of the Diamond Creek subdivision, which has been absolutely devastated by a tornado that drove through here a little under 2 hours ago. This entire neighborhood is filled with emergency vehicles right now. I'm standing next to a house that just isn't there anymore. It's a pile of rubble. Now, the emergency rescue team has gone through, and they've determined that no one was in that house. Thank goodness the house was empty, but it is destroyed. It is just a pile of rubble. The house next door, now I'm turning around and looking at it, and it's about half destroyed. As I walk through the driveway of that home, there's huge chunks of insulation that have been blown out of the house. There's insulation hanging out of the trees. It looks like Spanish moss. Big pieces of brick wall lying around, mangled window frames. And I look down, and here's a potato, just a ordinary baking potato that has literally been blown out of the refrigerator in the kitchen of this home out and just lying in the driveway right now, clothes lying around, and just a complete and utter devastation right now at the Diamond Creek subdivision. This is just northwest of the Walmart in Forney. Witnesses tell me that the tornado moved from southwest to northeast. It cut across a vacant lot that's just adjacent to this subdivision. Took out the town's cell phone towers. The communication is a real problem right now here in Forney. And then it just plowed into this neighborhood of newer homes. They look like they're maybe 10 to 15 years old. And I can tell you right now, there's at least a dozen that have sustained significant damage and a half a dozen more that are just gone. They are completely destroyed right now. Again, this is in Forney, guys. The rain has let up. That's the good news. We can see some light off to the west. And that's going to help the rescue teams as they come in here and try to determine if anyone was in any of these homes that has been destroyed. Guys?
All right, Mike Rogers live on the scene in Forney. The city of Lancaster also taking a significant hit from the tornadoes today. We want to join a news conference with Lancaster Mayor Marcus Knight.
So we do have emergency personnel that will not allow people into that area at this time. It's important to note that our Lancaster Recreation Center has been converted to a shelter. The address is 1700 West Veterans Memorial Drive. And it's my understanding that we do have Red Cross and other agencies that are responding to provide assistance to our community at this time.